Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You join me and Owen. Say hello, Owen.
Hello.
Me and Owen are waiting for Angelos to arrive at the studio. And I say studio, someone's bedroom. And in the meantime, while we're killing a bit of time, I thought, Owen, if you're interested, we could do a little Christmas song while we're waiting for Angelos. You right with that?
No.
Let's try again. You all right with that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I made you, mate. Right, just, I'll tell you what, let's start this. Let's start here. Uncle Owen, gonna sing a Christmas song. I'm gonna hand over to him and he will sing along. He's going slightly... No, not yet, not... That's the prospect to come. Did you hear that? He was droning into the microphone. Jesus Christ, old son. Now it's time for Owen to sing into the mic. What a load of shit that's gonna be off on your bike. Go!
Hello, my name's Owen.
Yeah. Time to do it in tune with the in time with the song.
I'm singing a song. It's really good.
Yeah. All right. We made you, Owen. I ask you to do one simple thing. You can't even put your lips to the mic and attempt to sing. You're useless. It's about time you got the sack. I won't ask you to contribute again. You're a stupid rat. Oh, wish Angelos would arrive tonight. I'm stuck here with Owen trying to be funny and he is shot. Aren't I horrible time of Christmas cheer all round? This is about the extent of the podcast. It's hit the ground.
I'm so sorry. I'm late. I'm so sorry. I can't apologise.
It's all right. Deep breath. Deep breath. Were you battling through all the Christmas shoppers?
I do that Santa job.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Yeah, I do that Santa job down at the university.
Yeah.
You know, I do it for the medical students.
Rightio.
You know, because a lot of them still believe in Santa Claus,
and
you
that
know.
Sort of thing,
because
yeah.
they're edging the science, like,
yeah.
all day.
Yeah.
You know, they need a little bit of escapism.
Fantasy.
Yeah, so what they tend to do is, like, you get a lot of Chinese down there and that, and they just come and sit on my knee, and I say, hello, what do you want for Christmas, you know? They know that I'm not really Santa Claus, you know, that I'm black, but I just like to give them a little bit of light relief, and they ask for things that I've never heard of, you know, so I just, you know, I said, what do you want for Christmas? Like, and they come out with some very technical scanning unit.
A scanning unit.
They got off the internet.
Or
stuff.
Some kind of periscope.
Yeah, some like Petri dishes, a lot of them.
I mean, you say they know you're not Santa. Perhaps you should dress up as him instead of just wearing your coat. And
well, that is what they said as well. Like, you know, we are paying you £200 to do this.
Yes.
Like, can you at least get a costume?
Yeah.
And I say, well, listen, if I hired a costume, then I'm out of pocket by, you know, 20 or 30 quid.
It don't make you any more of Santa than you are already.
I said, listen, can't you just suspend your disbelief a little bit? I know you're scientists and that, and just imagine me with a great big white beard and red trousers and that.
We could wear any trousers. That might be a kick-off.
I know. Well, the thing is, like, I forgot my trousers.
That's a legitimate excuse.
I know. I said, listen, okay, so I forgot my trousers, but I was pissed.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do, you know?
Well, for a start, you could have put some pants on, couldn't you?
Well, I could have put some pants on, but...
Does that make you any more Santa?
No, it doesn't make me any more Santa Claus.
Seeing your sack makes it even more Christmassy.
Yeah, a lot of presents in there, mate. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Well,
but I haven't come empty handed.
Prezzy time, is it?
This has come straight out of my shack.
Oh, look at that.
I'd like to present you, Barry, with this lovely little gift. Unwrap it.
Hold on.
That's it. Yeah. Pull the newspaper off it.
Oh, that's nice that you've wrapped it in a metro off of the Central Line.
Well,
that's
all I had to have.
Oh, my. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
For the listeners, Andrews has brought me. It's like a chain, isn't it? A neck chain.
And
it's
gold.
Got a locket. Is in something and try open the locket.
Well, please have a little look. Open that locket up there, Barry. Up. See what you got.
Hold on, let's open
it. The locket. That's it.
You sweet.
I am sweet,
What is that in behind that little bit of glass there? It's a hair.
That's a hair.
Yeah.
But that is a hair off my body. And you have got... it is your task, Barry, to guess where that hair's come from. Well, the most likely place, looking at the curls on it.
It's an area, but it's a curly hair. It's not off your head, clearly.
No, which is a lot of straight hair.
It's a straight hair. Have you stuck one of your armpit hairs in?
I haven't, no.
Is it off your leg, like an ankle lease or around that area?
Not really, no. A bit higher.
Higher than your leg. It's a thigh hair, the inner thigh.
A little bit higher than that. Go around the other side.
It's a bum hair.
It's off my bum,
Oh, it's a bum.
Yes.
A bum hair in the locket.
That's it.
Oh, wasn't that lovely, Jess? What is the significance of your anal?
Well, it's not that intimate.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Just off the cheek.
It's the cheek. Is it where you went in the beautician and had the nativity stable shaved out of your bum?
It's my bum hair.
And
now it's
a cancer. Well, that is
not.
A
you know what that is? It's like when I was going on a suntan bed and my clothes on, and the suntan lady came in and she looked down and saw my bum and she said, oh, my God, that is the face of Jesus on your bum.
It was like, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the face of Jesus on my bum.
What was it doing on your bum? Was it the tattoo?
No, it was just like...
The crease?
The hair had all fallen out into the face of Jesus Christ.
Well, do you know what? This is a funny thing, because you talk about that. Do you remember I come home early from the Legion the other night, and Mark said, get home early, you can have a chicken shashlik.
Yeah.
And I come in hoping for a shashlik with my wife. And I went up to the bedroom.
Did you get one? In the end.
In the end. And I come upstairs and I said, Derry. You know how she speaks.
Hello.
Derry.
Yeah. Something wrong with her bottom jaw.
And you know, I go in, you know, I do, I sort of push the door off and with a cudgel in my hand and case it goes like,
that's it.
Margaret. Anyway, she was sat on the bed.
Oh, good, yeah.
And I don't know whether it was the creases, the bedclothes.
Yeah.
But as she got up with no drawers on,
no.
Frank Boff, Frank Boff on her ass.
Oh, right.
I said, Jesus, Frank, what are you doing? Oh, God, sorry. And in the half light, I thought Frank Boff had come into the bedroom.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know. And I said, she turned, what are you talking about? I said, oh, God, it's you, you know.
Yeah. What is she like? It's a face of Frank Boff
on her ass, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how had that manifested? What, in stretch marks? Or
no,
or
it's the crease of the crease of the bed. It had come up, and all his hair, you know, it cut slightly curly.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's got a kink.
Yeah, it's got a kink in it.
And
it was it even presenting, was it on his grandstand days? Or?
It was, well, yeah, it was Frank Boff in his Look Northwest days.
Oh, right, a young Boff.
A young Boff.
Yeah.
You know, presented.
Yeah, quite a thin Boff, really.
Quite a thin Boff.
Which is strange, given the size of Margaret, you know.
Yeah, well, no, well, of course, what you didn't see was the entire nationwide team behind him. And there was
a desk,
Fred Dynage.
Right, yeah.
And I believe it was Ulrika Johnson doing the weather in her early days.
So they were all there.
There was Studio 2 next door where they were filming Newsround.
Oh,
yeah, Pebble Mill.
Yeah.
And then if you look slightly round the other side, it was a beautiful panoramic view of the Thames at night.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful. But it can do that sometimes.
Oh, no.
I mean, of course, the religious maniacs would say, oh, it's a sign,
But no,
that night, you remember that time you come out and who did you see?
Where was we?
Remember we came back and you had that friend stay, you know, a friend of your mum's, and you come in.
Right, yeah.
And she was cooking or something.
She's cooking or she's got them eggs.
She had them eggs?
Yeah, she's cooked them eggs. And then I looked down and I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, looks in the pan.
I looked, she's right in the pan there, and she'd cooked these two eggs.
Two eggs it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was two eggs, and it was like... And on one of the eggs was the face, I mean, clear as day.
Yeah.
Right, was the face of Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, of course it was.
And on the other egg was the face of Robert De Niro.
And it was like that film Seven, was it?
Heat. She cooked the famous scene from Heat where the two of them are like acting you know, in front of each other for the first time in history. And I don't know how she'd done that. She got these new eggs from the co-op.
Yeah, that's
it. And I think that's probably what it was.
It was the Hollywood range.
Yeah, the Paul Hollywood egg range.
That's it, the Paul Hollywood egg range.
And you can open all of them. They've got different Hollywood faces and the yolks.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But, of course, a religious maniac would say that's a sign.
Oh, they would say that was a sign. Oh, yeah, yes, a sign. It's not a sign.
That's it.
So did you get me a Christmas present?
Let's have a little go on here. Unwrap it. I got your face
you're very nice. Yes. I might keep that wrapping.
Yeah,
paper.
Superstars.
Page 3 of the Sun.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, lovely, yeah. Got a nice fried egg there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is absolutely...
Tell the listeners what it is.
Well, thank you, first of all. Thank you very much. Well, listeners, he too has bought me a beautiful, beautiful locket here. But the difference between his locket and my locket is because mine's got a trap bum here.
Yeah.
His has got a beautiful photograph in it of himself.
Yes.
Stood behind.
Yes.
Who is that?
Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
And is that you at the X Factor Studios?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Because...
And what happened there? Do you want to tell us that story?
Oh, you remember when I went there recently for Simon Cowell's Christmas party?
Oh, God, yeah.
Simon Cowell's
Christmas party. I bet that's excessive, isn't it?
These people, These multi-millionaires, what they do at Christmas.
They've got money to burn, haven't they, that lot?
Yeah, look, when you turn up for a kick-off, they gift you all these perfumes, all that shit.
Smelly stuff.
It's smelly stuff. He'd give me a locket.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With a golden pubic hair in it. So
really?
Yeah.
Gold-plated.
Gold-plated pube.
One of these?
Well, I'd imagine so.
You'd hope so. Yeah. I wonder if he plucks your great big bunch out on the 1st of December and gets about 30 of them gold-plated and then hands them out at the party.
That would be the logical thing to do, wouldn't it? Of course, everyone's going, Simon,
what a beautiful touch.
What a beautiful touch to gold-plate one of your pubes. So, I went around. I was introduced to all the top stars. Jamie Afro. Denise Adedoji. Rachel Adedoji.
DJ
Talon. Thompson Twins.
Wagner.
Robert Wagner. And I was introduced to all these people. I thought,
you get invited to these events, you should be cool.
A little bit cool about it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, halfway through the night, I got a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
I tried to kiss Rita Ora under the mistletoe.
Presumably, that went fine.
No, it was a disaster.
You're kidding?
No. You know, I'd had too much Asti Spumante, because you can imagine a summer
camp. It's on tap there,
isn't
it?
It's on tap.
Yeah. Did he have probably that Belgian statue, that little boy pissing, and it's all just
booze.
Yeah.
They
kind of party.
There's pissing, booze. Yeah. There's as many sausage rolls at his party as you could wish.
Because he's got that deal with Iceland,
hasn't
he?
He's got the law. So
Peter Andre was there.
They was all there. All the top people they've used to
advertise. Stacey Solomon,
D-Off Benefit Street.
Yeah, Rose Chitone, right.
Rose West. And I'd had a couple. Slow dance, the erection section sort of thing.
Smooch.
Smooch my gooch, I said. I said nothing.
Nothing.
But that was it in the noise of a disco. You can say all sorts.
You say anything. And they don't know. Hello, Rita. Angela said, perfume you here. Shut my plums. What? Nothing. Nothing. Just like some crisps.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah. I went up to the Gianni Versace.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl.
Wouldn't half like to give you a good scene to... Yeah. Pardon? Oh, was that Careless Whisper? They're pretty loud.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was all that.
Get one over on them.
It's a little bit of a strike for us normal people who ain't celebrities.
Get in on them parties and drink all their booze stay things to them.
Louis Walsh.
Was he there?
He was there and he's all horny to me.
Simon, I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
I said, Louis, you talentless little twat. Yeah. What was that? Is that true by Spandau Ballet? It's ever so loud, isn't it?
Really loud. Well, it's funny because I went to Alan Sugar's bonfire night, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
In
November.
Yeah, he'd done a party because he loves Catholic terrorism. Anyway, he has his bonfire party because he's so rich, he can have it where he likes.
Of course, he can.
And so he has it in his living room in Mayfair on this penthouse thing he's got.
Yeah.
And in there he's got, I don't know what the health and safety restrictions are about this, obviously now, because he probably owns the old building, right? But in his living room he's got a massive bonfire, actually in his living room.
Pallets.
That's what you'd think, it's pallets. You look closer and it's just all fibres.
Oh, yeah.
like millions of them, fires. And then you were invited to come in and like, he says, hey, look, the fire's going out, the fire. And then you have to, because you prove your worth, you have to get a like, a bunch of fibres and chuck them on the fire.
Yeah, that's it.
And then he lets the fireworks off.
Yeah.
And it just goes boom, bang, ding, boom, bang, boom, bang, bang, all round
the place. He don't give a shit.
He goes, and then at the end of the night, he says, well, I'll finish with this place.
Yeah.
Knock it down. I'll build another one next door and I'll live in there until next bonfire night.
This is the thing. When I went round and he said, go on, get it going, I stuck a match underneath it. It went up that and he went to the fire. You're fired up.
Right, yeah. You're fired use his catchphrase.
But it was lovely too at Sugar's.
He knows. I mean, until the curtains get, go up.
Yeah.
And the windows still start burning.
It's
and
a beautiful night.
It's beautiful up until that point.
Yeah. And it's a shame because it did, because he also had laid out about 200, 300 of his gold encrusted pubic hairs for everyone to take home as a going home present. Of course, that went up Belisha Beak.
All melted. You had to scrape the gold out of the carpet. You know. If you wanted to do that, of course.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It seems unseemly.
It's unseemly.
Yeah.
Go on, scrape up my melted pubes off the carpet. Oh, no, Alan, you twat. What was that? Oh, sorry, that music's
it's
a bit
loud, isn't it? Yeah.
Come on, everyone. Yeah. There's a load of gold down there where my pubic hairs have gone into the shake pile.
Who wants one?
You know, he's got a sense of humour, doesn't he? You only have to look at the Amstrad satellite phone to know that.
Incredibly funny product. He was selling plastic tat to pensioners for quite a long time, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You bought a few of these things, didn't you?
Oh, wonderful.
Do you know what Amstrad tea's made, isn't it?
I had the Amstrad tea's made, which can make a cup of tea and then fail to get through to any number of countries at the same time.
The only trouble with the old Amstrad tea's made was it was the clock was set to China.
Yeah.
It, so it only sort of went off at like 4 in the afternoon, and
and then it was Alan Sugar's voice going, "Wake up, you prick!
Wake up!
I'm a self-made man. Make your own tea.
This is a fantastic product.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic product.
I don't have the. That's what it said. Welcome, everyone. Look, I've got a saying else for you.
What is it?
It's a soppy thing, really.
Oh.
Go on, open that.
Okay.
Here. Go on, see what you make of that. It's only a silly thing.
Hello.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know. It's a...
Here it is, folks.
Yes.
Here's another...
another locket?
Yeah, locket. You can't get enough lockets.
Oh, I know.
Open it up.
Opening that, it's beautiful. Ooh. Beautiful. This one is copper.
It's a copper one. It's an antique.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this from, the Cotswolds?
It's from my old shed. Aunt.
Oh,
my old aunt. Open that with
it. I can't get into this one.
No, it's that hat there.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah. I'm into it. What have we got in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like a bit of paper with a note on it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, can I get the note out?
Yeah, get the note out. You can just get that out there.
It's an antique, you say?
It's an antique. It's many, many years old.
Okay, I'm just going to get that bit of paper out of there.
Unravel it.
This is an ancient message.
It's an ancient message from many years ago,
from about 1999.
It's fairly ancient, 1999.
And it's beautiful, isn't it? It says, 2 pepper armies, 14 bags of Walkers, a lump of cheese, 200 Lambert and Butler.
Yes.
Can't read the last bit there. What does that say?
It's Fanta.
Three cans of Fanta.
That
is absolutely beautiful.
And that was one of the great meals me and Margaret had.
Really?
And
you celebrate with dinner?
Yeah, celebrate with dinner. And I want to share that. Well,
when you want a show load of good songs.
That's what you get.
There's nothing
it?
Like, you know, I think KP Disco's is on there as well, and some Fanta.
That's right.
And I wanted to share that.
Party food.
And we were partying hard at that time.
Okay.
Well, it was just at the end of the rave sort of time.
Raging,
I wanted to share that with you because you're a very dear friend of ours.
Thank you.
And at this time at Christmas, I think, I like to think it's important that you cherish one another.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, and for that reason, I thought I'd just want you to, you know, share this.
Okay. Okay, I can't wait.
And it's a special thing because... Oh. Here we go.
Beautiful.
You're one of our dearest friends, Angelos.
Thank you, Barry.
And I want you to know that at this time of year, hold your loved ones close.
Okay.
You are a very special friend, though you come round to ours.
Thank you, Barry.
And you sit on our sofa for hours and hours.
And hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. Spent quite a lot of time eating up our food.
Quite a lot of food.
And you never clean the toilet after you've been for a poo.
No, I must address that.
You're allowed. You shit up the wall.
I sometimes.
Yeah, you did that.
Okay,
I
was pissed.
We love you anyway.
This is so beautiful.
We don't care at all.
Barry, it's so nice to be a friend of you and Margaret. I know I take the piss a little bit by coming round your house and lying on the sofa for hours and hours and hours. See, I mean, it's a strong ending. Strong ending.
Well, look, I think...
Didn't know it was going to end there.
It ended a little
bit. Three more verses.
What was the gist of the rest of the verses?
Well, it was all about Tom Shotter. Thank you very much for letting me be your
friend.
And I'm sorry I take the piss and I come round and I spend too long on your sofa and eat all your food and do, you know, use the bug and...
Quite a lot.
And not always clean it up, you know. But I'm always in a rush, you know. There are reasons for it.
Yeah.
But I just want to extend my Christmas gratitude to you.
Yeah.
And Margaret. And I hope you get right pissed up at Christmas.
We fully intend to in the Christmas way.
Sit down and watch Great Escape and the Italian Job.
Most certainly. Yeah. There are certain things that are sacred at Christmas.
Sacred,
and I want to say to all our friends... out there, have a really pissed up Christmas.
Really pissed up Christmas. Yeah, and if that's not your thing, then smoke yourself stupid.
Smoke yourself a pissed up Christmas and a wankered New Year to all of you.
Absolutely. And so say all of us.
Owen, are you going to say anything?
Are you looking forward to Christmas, Owen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Steady on, Owen.
Steady on, Owen.
Got a nice echo in here now.
Yeah. Well.
Beautiful, Owen. That shows lovely, lovely words.
Peace and love to all mankind.
To all mankind.
And we're going to see, I don't know when we're seeing, we might do it next week,
might do it next week.
Yeah.
There we go,
Until then.
Until then, have a good, have a few drinks now.
Have a few, you could have a few drinks now.
Thursday
night,
I'd have thought
so.
We'll probably go right into tomorrow and then watch Star Wars over the weekend.
Over the weekends,
and then have a few on Sunday.
All right.
Get ready for Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Okay. All right, then, thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.